Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, Avodah Zarah 20. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 2, Udnesanam Hashem Alkecho Lefanecha, God will place the idolaters of the lands before you, and you shall strike them and wipe them out. Utechros Lahem Bris, do not make a covenant with them, Velosichanim. And the words Losichanim, which can be translated as do not show favor to them. So the Gemara offers different explanations of what the words lo sechanim mean and how should we interpret it. So on the bottom of 20a and the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara says lo sechanim lo titein lahem chaim, do not give them favor, do not give them grace. And the Gemara suggests that this interpretation of lo sechanim meaning lo titein lahem chaim supports the position of Rav, because what does Rav say? To Amar Rav, Rav's of the opinion aser wa adam sheyomar kama na'e ovedes kachavim zu. Rav's of the opinion that you're not allowed to say how beautiful is this idolatress, how beautiful is this woman who's an idolater. So that is the opinion of Rav, and so that falls in line with the interpretation of lo sechanim in the Bible, that you're not allowed to say about an idolater something nice, lo sitein lahem chein. And the Rif's version of this text is that it's not limited to a woman who's an idolater, but also a man who's an idolater. You're not allowed to say how beautiful is this man. And the only reason why it says it in the as a feminine, as referring to a woman, is because that's what more likely people are more likely to comment on the beauty of a woman than the beauty of a man. That is the way the Yavetz explains it. So the Gemara says, is this correct, that you're not allowed to comment on the beauty of a person, and you're not allowed to praise their beauty if they're an idolater? But what about a contradictory source? Because there's a brisa that states that there was an incident with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shaya Agabi Ma'ala Barabayas. He was standing on the steps of the Temple Mount, and he saw from the steps of the Temple Mount an Ovedes Kochavim Achas Nabioser. He saw a beautiful woman who was an idolater, and he said, Ma Rabu Ma'asech Hashem, how beautiful are your deeds, O God, from Psalms 104 verse 25. And so we see from here that he did praise the idolatress. And so too says the Gemara, a different version, Va'af Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw the wife of Ashes Turnus Rufus Arasha, the wife of the wicked Turnus Rufus. And when he saw her, it says, Rak Sachak Uvacha, that he spit, he laughed, and he cried. And the Gemara here explains, why did he spit, laugh, and cried? He spit because she came from a tipas rucha, she came from a putrid drop, and he laughed because he saw in the future that she was going to convert to Judaism, and he cried because he saw that her beauty was going to be absorbed into the earth. Dai Shufra Boi Afra. That's the version of the story here. But there's a different version of the story as told by the Ran in Nedarim, in his commentary to the Nedarim, and also the Tosos in Nedarim, and they expand upon this version, that the Turnus Rufus, the wicked one, used to come home every day, and he would tell his wife about the disputes he would have with Rabbi Akiva in front of the Caesar, and so that they were arguing about in polemics. And so one time Rabbi Akiva beat Turnus Rufus. So when he came home, he was very upset that Rabbi Akiva beat him. And so his wife said to him, well, I'll give you a plan of what to do. Their God, the God of the Jews, hates licentiousness. Give me permission to seduce him, and I will cause him to sin. So he gave her permission, and she went in front of Rabbi Akiva, and she was wearing all sorts of makeup and jewelry. And when Rabbi Akiva saw her, he spit, he laughed, and he cried. He spit to remind himself that even though she looked beautiful, she came from a putrid drop. And so that is why he spit, and he cried for the same reason, because he saw that her beauty was going to end up in the earth, and he laughed because he knew that she was going to convert. And indeed, this story, as told by the Ran there, states that she did in fact convert to Judaism. There's a dispute about whether or not she converted while her husband, Turnus Rufus, was still alive, or whether she waited until after he dies. But according to this version of the story, Rabbi Akiva is the ultimate conqueror, that he not only defeated Turnus Rufus, he convinced his wife to convert to Judaism. So therefore, we see from here that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was commenting on the beauty of this idolatry. So how can Rav say you're not allowed to praise them? So the Gemara says, well, the answer is Rav wasn't praising the beauty of the idolatrous. What did Rav say? Rav was saying, Oduye Hudakamode. He was just giving thanks to God. And there's a different price which supports this, which somebody said, where the price says, Haroab Rios Tolos, someone who sees beautiful beings in the world, should state the following blessing, Baruch Shekacha Bara Bolamo. Blessed be the one who created the creatures like this. And so therefore, since God has created beautiful beings in the world, therefore, according to this approach, by praising the beauty of somebody, you're not commenting on the idolater, but you're praising God. And so therefore Rav said it was okay to do it, and that was the reason why Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said Marabu Masecha Hashem. But so the Gemara has another question. How could these rabbis have looked at the beauty of a woman? Vistakui Mishari, how are they able to gaze upon the beauty of a woman? Because it states and a different price of an Ishmartim called Avara. Says in Deuteronomy 23:10 that you must guard yourself from evil, and that means that you're not allowed to gaze upon a beautiful person. So how were they able to do it? So the Gemara explains that this was just an unusual situation, Bekeren Zavis Havi, that they came around the blind corner and they banged into each other, and that's the reason why they saw the beauty. But normally speaking, indeed, they would not have been allowed to look upon it. However, even though that's what the Gemara says, the question was brought to the Cheshuk Yechemid, is a rabbi allowed to teach a Torah class where the women are not dressed according to the strict standards of Jewish law? And so the Cheshuk Yechemid says he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, yes, it is permitted. If there's a people who need to study Torah, we say, Eis la'asos la'Hashem, eferu Torah secha, and the rabbi's responsibility is to teach the Torah to these people, even if they're not dressed according to the strict standards of halacha.